Blog Talk Radio.
Rekoshana Mari Kurukusha. Yerido Kurushana Mahari. Thank you, Lord. Ekeshapa. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you would just have your way, Lord. Have your way in us right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we thank you, Lord. We need you. Heavenly Father, we come right now in the life of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. According to John 15, verse 13 and 14, O God, protect us and everyone, O God, in our family today, O God. Our homes, our cars, our land, our properties, O God. Our finances, our churches, our business, our ministries, all that we have, O God. And all that you place us in charge over, Lord, keep us from any harm, destruction, or pestilence, diseases, distress, natural disasters, attacks of the enemy, directly or indirectly, evil people that we not be taken advantage of, trickery of any type of dysfunctionality, distractions, illusions, collusions, deceptions, snares, and any undue hardship in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord God, cause us to be extremely sensitive to your Holy Spirit, becoming the sons and daughters of God. Cause us to realize it right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, protect us on our rights and on our left. Be our river God and our rubber cord that we possess the gates of the enemy and take that what was taken from us. Help us to learn to walk upright in your righteousness, in your righteous counsel, oh God, all the days of our life, that our desire and will be the accomplishment of your total will in our lives, word upon word and precept upon precept, line upon line, to the full measure of the maturity of Christ, the hope of glory, so that we are an honor and a praise unto you all the days of our lives, that our left will not be healed, but shine forth like the bright stars in the midst of a dark, wicked, and perverse generation. The word of God clearly states that we be found redeeming the time and the lives of those who receive it. Your call us to be victorious. We hearken to your call. Help us to have victorious dominion as your priests and kings, your humble servants, and to God be the glory, honor, praise, in Jesus Christ's holy name. Oh Lord, we ask you to renew our spirit on today, oh God. Oh God, have your way right now in this teaching. We come against every hindering spirit, every unteachable spirit, every fighting spirit, every spirit of pride and self-delusion. Hallelujah. Self-pity, self-centeredness, and self-righteousness. We come against every spirit of oppression and depression, anxiety. We come against it right now. We command you to cease your work and come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Holy Spirit, lead us in this lesson that we may receive right now. Open up the channels of our spirit to receive great and mighty and strong. Hallelujah. That we will progress in God's goodness. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let us receive revelation and knowledge and understanding of your word, O God, and your spirit, O God, that we can walk in and live it all the days of our life. And it's in Jesus' name we pray that God be with glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Welcome, everybody. Welcome, everyone. Hallelujah. I'm so excited, you all, today. And I just thank God again for the opportunity to be here in the land of the living. Amen. To learn. Amen. To grow more in Christ. Amen. To be strengthened in Christ. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Today we have our play, and I will be brief today, but I wanted to be able to do what God has called me to do first. So letting God's will be done, not my will, but God's will. And sometimes we get so distracted in what we want to do and what we have planned for ourselves. We tend to put God's work on the back burner, but I made a decision that I'm going to put God's work before my work, God's will to be done, not my will. So last week, you all, we were talking about, we hit on a bit about the Holy Spirit and the names of the Holy Spirit. And so we're going to continue on in this lesson today. Amen. Like I said, I won't keep you long, and we're going to resume back here on next Saturday. Amen. With the lessons of understanding the Holy Spirit, which is so important, because greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world, is the Holy Spirit that Jesus sent, our comforter, our helper. So the Spirit of Christ, you all, the scripture says in Romans 8 and 9, you, however, are not in the realm of the flesh, but are in the realm of the Spirit. If indeed the Spirit of God lives in you, and if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, they do not belong to Christ. So they that have the Spirit of Christ
does not belong to Christ. Amen? I'll say it again. If you don't have the Spirit of Christ, then you don't belong to Christ. The Spirit of Christ is the Holy Spirit, you all, who led Jesus Christ and was promised to all believers. Amen? So the Holy Spirit always acts in ways, you all, that honors Christ, just as Christ always acts in ways that honor the Father, our Heavenly Father. Jesus has shed the Spirit who sealed and animated you all, him with those who believe in him. So did you know this, that in the perfect community that is the Trinity, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit endlessly and selflessly honor one another? The scripture says in the book of Isaiah, chapter 11, verse 2, the Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the Spirit of counsel and of might, the Spirit of the knowledge and fear of the Lord. With the meaning here, you are, because the Spirit, God's anointed servant, Jesus Christ, the Messiah, has all the divine guidance of heaven when he comes. Amen? So when you take this away, the same Spirit of counsel who filled and guided Jesus is available to us. Amen? Did you know that Jesus is called the Wonderful Counselor? We see this in the book of Isaiah, chapter 9, verse 6. Just as the Holy Spirit led Jesus, he led us to truth as our counsel. We see this in the book of Luke, chapter 4, verse 1, and John, chapter 14, verse 26. Amen? If you go to those scriptures on your own, you can verify this for yourself. Amen? May God add a blessing to the reader, the hearer, and most of all, the doers of his word. The Bible says in Matthew, chapter 10, verse 20, for it will not be your speaking, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. Amen? So the meaning here is the Spirit of God is sent by the Father to enable believers to imitate the Father and do the will of the Father. Amen? When we go to the book of John, chapter 15, verse 26, we can verify this here. And in the book of Ephesians, chapter 5, verse 1. So take away this, you all. The Spirit of the Father and of Jesus has been sent to us by them. Amen. Did you know that the Spirit carries out the will of the Father and the Son and empowers us to do likewise? So if you didn't know, that is to be known today. Amen. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 11, verse 2, the Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of the knowledge and fear of the Lord. So this means, you are, the Spirit's nature is to be reverent and respectful. So the Holy Spirit will always lead us to reverence you all, God. It is the Holy Spirit who inspires this attitude that is in us. Amen? So the fear of the Lord, you all, is not a sense of terror, but one of reverence and honor. It's a deep sense of who God is, amen, and who we are in relation to him. It's also the beginning of knowledge. So you all, amen. Let's talk about the Spirit of freedom. We're talking about the Holy Spirit. The Bible says in the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 1, therefore there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit who gives life, has set you free from the law of sin and death. Amen. So the Holy Spirit sets believers in Christ Jesus free from the bondage of sin and death. And along with the Apostle Paul, you all, we too can declare that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Amen? We can find this in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16 through 17. See, early in Jesus' ministry, you all, he read from a prophecy in the scroll of Isaiah declaring his mission to be to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and to set the oppressed free. Amen. So we see this in the book of Luke, chapter 4, verse 18, and Isaiah 61 and 1. Amen. The Bible says in 1 Peter, you all, chapter 4, verse 14, if you are insulted because of the name of Christ, you are blessed. For the Spirit of glory and of God rests on you. So what does this mean? When we live faithfully in a hostile world, the Holy Spirit causes us to be radiant. Amen? So the Spirit enables us to glorify Christ no matter what obstacles, you all, we face in this world. The Holy Spirit is shaping our lives into the glorious pattern of Christ. Amen? Hallelujah. Let's talk about the Spirit of God. In the book of Genesis chapter 1 and 2, in the beginning, now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. So the Holy Spirit, you all, is the Spirit of the Triune God. Amen? So as Jesus explained to the Samaritan woman at the well, you all, God is Spirit, and his worshipers must worship in the Spirit and in truth. We find this in the book of John, chapter 4, verse 24. See, the Spirit of God was instrumental in the creation of the universe. We see this in the book of Genesis, amen? The Bible says in Zechariah, as we talk about the Spirit of grace, amen? In Zechariah, chapter 12, verse 10, it says, I will pour on the house of David, and on the inhabitants of Jerusalem, the Spirit of grace and supplication. So God's Spirit is a merciful spirit. See, we come to know God's grace only when the Spirit opens our hearts. Jesus accomplished the work of grace for us on the cross, but it is the Spirit who applies the grace to us by giving us faith. Amen? See, supplication means to act humbly. So the Holy Spirit helps us have an humble attitude as we come to God in prayer, asking him for our needs. Amen? The Spirit of justice. Let's talk about the Spirit of justice. Isaiah, in the book of Isaiah 28, verse 6, he says, he will be a spirit of justice to the one who sits in judgment, a source of strength to those who turn back the battle at the gate. So we look in, we see this also in Micah chapter 3, verse 8, and Matthew chapter 12, verse 18. So the Spirit of God brings conviction and justice, you all. See, God's Spirit discerns truth from error and divides good from evil. Amen. See, Jesus said the Holy Spirit would convict and judge the world. We see this, you can see this for yourself in the book of John chapter 16, verse 8. My God, my God. Amen. Let's talk about the Spirit of knowledge. See, the Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of the knowledge. We see this in Isaiah chapter 11, verse 2. See, God's Spirit is all-knowing, y'all. His understanding and then wisdom is infinite. See, the Spirit does not lead to confusion, but to true knowledge. Amen? In the book of 1 Corinthians, we find this in chapter 14, verse 33. See, Jesus is the Messiah that Isaiah prophesied. Therefore, Jesus possessed the fullness of the Spirit of knowledge. Amen? Hallelujah. We're going to wrap up here quickly, you all. And I hate to be in a rush, but I did not want to not get on and to deliver the lesson for today, and that you can take the little bit and apply it, and it shall become great. Amen? Can we talk about the mustard seed of faith and having that little bit, amen? So if you take a little bit on today and apply it, it shall become greater. May it take root in you, amen, and manifest itself in your actioning, your daily life, and be blessed. Let's talk about the Spirit of life, amen? The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of life. The book of Romans chapter 8, verse 2 says, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit who gives life has set you free from the law of sin and death. See, the Holy Spirit is life-giving, you all. The Holy Spirit is life-giving. Amen? See, just as physical life requires breath, so spiritual life requires God's Spirit. So understand that the spiritual life requires God's Spirit. Jesus said he is life in the book of John, chapter 14, verse 6. The Spirit is the giver of this new life in Jesus. Amen? You can also find it in the book of John, chapter 6, verse 33. Amen? The Bible says, and we're talking about the Spirit now, the Spirit of the living God, the Spirit of the living God. In 2 Corinthians, chapter 3, verse 3, the Bible says, you show that you are a letter from Christ, the result of our ministry, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not on tablets of stone, but on tablets of human heart. So the Holy Spirit is sent by the living God to give believers life that never ends and to transform their lives, our lives. See, life in the Spirit is dynamic and active and not, you all, static and passive. So God is called the living God because he is active in the world. rescuing and restoring those who are helpless and hopeless. And I wrap up here. You all, God bless you. God bless you. Those that are tuned in and that are listening right now, God bless you. And the spirit of might, it's the spirit of might, the spirit of prophecy. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 11, verse 2, the spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the spirit of the counsel and of might. So the Holy Spirit is the spirit of strength, you all. The Apostle Paul explains that the spirit of God gave us, gave us, does not make us timid, but give us power, love, and self-discipline. Jesus told us he would give us the power of the spirit in the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 8. The spirit of prophecy, you all, in Revelation chapter 19 and 10, the Bible says, for it is the spirit of prophecy who bears testimony to Jesus. See, the spirit reveals the truth about what is and what will be. Because the spirit is the source of prophecy, he can help us understand God's word. Amen. All scripture is inspired. God's breath, the spirit, is the breath of inspiration. It's what we find in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. You all in Romans 12 and 6, you all understand it. It mentions prophecy is one of the gifts of the Spirit. Amen. You all, we're going to stop right there, and we're going to get back. We're going to come back next Saturday. We're going to complete this lesson. Amen. We're going to move on. Just thanking God. Oh, God, we just want to say thank you, Lord, for one more time that you've allowed us to be here. Lord, if we leave this call, but never your presence, Lord, we ask that you continue to protect, guide, and keep your children in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we love you, and Lord, we need you. Lord, we ask for more of you and less of ourselves to be filled with overflowing with your Holy Spirit, oh God. Oh, Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you're about to do. Lord, we ask for to receive right now by faith, traveling grace and mercy, those of us that will be traveling on the road today, myself and my husband and every cast member and every attending guest. Oh, Lord, that there be no mechanical failures, no breakdown, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We love you. We need you. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. God bless you all. God keep you. Enjoy the rest of your weekend in the Lord. And remember, Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank
you,
Jesus.
I want to see him, look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear you say what?
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I